He had given me the crystal Scottish thistle for safekeeping, saying he wanted the two things most precious to him to be together. It was in my room right now, still shut in its box, burning a hole through my closet floor, wanting to be taken out and displayed. I wasn't about to set it out on my nightstand. The last thing I needed was another reminder of Kieran for me to see any time I looked the wrong way. It would just bring me back to that terrible, terrible night. The parents started to depart, leaving us to our own devices. I could hear some of them talking outside about us. Seth's dad was telling Heidi's mom that Seth had two therapy appointments this week but had skipped out on both of them. He was worried Seth was going through more than normal grieving over a friend. What's normal grieving over a friend? It's only been a week since she died. But he was right. There was more going on with Seth. There was more going on with all of us. And if any of us told anybody, even a therapist, about what was going on, then they would have us committed. "You all right?" Brett mumbled under his breath. No one else in the room could hear him, but the question was directed at me. I tuned out Seth's and Heidi's parents and focused on the steady heart rate of Brent, realizing it was much slower than my own. My shaking hands had tipped him off that everything wasn't all right, and I was about to have my third breakdown this week, just because I thought of Kieran and his stupid Scottish thistle. "Yeah," I said, leaning against his shoulder, just tired. That wasn't a lie. I had barely slept at all since Riley's death. I just kept dreaming about her mangled, lifeless body on the side of the road before seeing Kieran's face at the moment I realized he was a murderer. Brent put his arm around me and pulled me closer to him. I wrapped my arms around his waist, glad for the quiet comfort. His face was turned away at an awkward angle, and I knew that with his hand on my shoulder, my sweater was now completely see-through to him. I flushed. "It's okay," I said. "I'm wearing a t-shirt under the sweater." "Thanks," he muttered, turning back to a more natural position. I saw his cheeks rise in color and almost giggled. It was sweet of him to turn away when he was in danger of accidentally seeing something he shouldn't. He couldn't help but gain the ability to see through anything he touched with his hands or feet, but he never tried to abuse that power by attempting to get a peep show. "I still say we try to hunt down Kieran ourselves," Seth muttered. "That bastard needs to pay." "We can't just go out looking for him," Heidi argued. "He knows everything about us now. We don't even really know his power." She looked at me with accusing eyes, but didn't say anything. None of us even knew he had a power until the day Riley died. It didn't follow one of the five human senses like ours did. We'd assumed the five of us had gotten heightened senses, and since he hadn't grown up here, it hadn't happened to him. Except he had received an ability. Whether he hid it from the get-go or didn't realize he had it, he had one. He had a strange sixth sense. What exactly it was, not even I knew. But I knew that a lot of the time, he could read my mind. And it seemed like he could also see into the future. "Let's just let the police do their work," I sighed. "It's not worth the trouble we'd be in if we conducted our own search. What good will it do anyway? Riley's not coming back." "You just want your boyfriend to get away with it," Seth glared at me. Brent jumped up and faced Seth before I could do anything. "You take that back," he warned. "You don't think Kieran has hurt her too? She was betrayed just as much as the rest of us. And he was never her boyfriend." Seth looked ready to say something to Brent and then shook his head. He had the decency to give him a sheepish shrug. He held his hands up in surrender. "Sorry, Zoe. Guess I was a little out of line." "I'll say," I glowered at him. "Just because I don't want to waste time trying to track a ghost doesn't mean I don't want justice." I blinked back tears, hating the way my voice cracked. I wondered if it was noticeable to everyone or just me. "Look, I apologized. What else do you want?" He scowled at me, not looking at all sorry anymore. "Just leave, Seth," I said. "Get the hell out of my damn house." He got up instantly, the creak of his chair piercing my ears. "I could smell your guilt a mile away." He stomped out of the house, each footfall sounding like a loud thunderclap. Silence from Brent and Heidi followed after the door slammed. "What is happening to us?" Heidi whispered to Brent and I. "We're just falling apart." A tear slid down her cheek. I sat down, my heart rate slowly returning to normal as my temper cooled. "I'm sorry, guys."